think it's important that people understand that with that phase one agreement, China made some systemic changes. They made a lot of regulatory changes. So they lifted the hormone ban. They lifted the BSE restrictions that had kept us out of that market for, you know, a very, very long time, well over a decade. They changed a lot of those things, and now they're seeing the benefit of it by having access to U.S. products. We don't foresee there being any changes there. China has significant protein shortages. You know, most of that is due to, you know, African swine fever just ravaging their hog industry and really creating a vacuum there. U.S. beef is a trusted commodity, and it's a preferred commodity for a lot of Chinese consumers. So I don't think we're going to see anything jeopardized there. When you get into these purchase agreements and other things like that, I think that's important for some commodities, but for beef, that was not really the goal of the phase one agreement. It was let's open up the doors and let China, you know, really have access to our product. I think a lot of the conservative estimates, I think we were looking at maybe reaching $1 billion in sales in the first, you know, 4 or 5 years. We've already surpassed all those expectations, and we haven't even scratched the surface yet in the Chinese market.